begin the current Daf, Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that opened up this Masechta. We spoke about three different types of Kinyanim, the ways that a man could acquire a woman in Kedushin, which is the first of the two phases in a marriage, called the Halachic Engagement. One of them was the Kinyan of Kesef with money. So there was a Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding exactly how much money is the minimum necessary to create engagement. So the Mishnah said, "Bekesef, b'shamei oimrim b'dinner b'chulu." B'shamei said that the minimum has to be a coin called a dinner, or something worth the value of a dinner, whereas Basila was of the opinion it could be even much less than that, it could be even the lowest denomination type of a coin that there is, which is a pruta or a shavapruta. And that the Gemara asks, "My tamai de b'shamei? What's the reason of b'shamei?" Seemingly, Basila would be correct. It just says that the acquisition is through money, which we learn from Stei Efren or from Amma Havriya. So whatever it is with money, even the lowest denomination, why does Bishami require a higher level coin of a dinner? So Amrab Zeir, he explains, Shekein Isha makpedes al atzma, because a woman is particular regarding herself. Ve'ein miskadeshes b'pachas medinner. She has a certain dignity. She's not going to get engaged for something less than a dinner. What's that, a joke? That's similar to, like we said, the reason why Kenya Chalipin doesn't work by a woman is because it could work even less than a Shavaputa. So generally that works as an acquisition. But a woman, she's not going to acquire herself, which she has to be willing to be makna herself to the man. It has to be something worthwhile. Less than a dinner, b'shamei hel, the woman's not going to be consenting to get engaged, and therefore it's not valid under a dinner. Now, Amalei Abaya, Abaya asks on Reb Zeir's interpretation, El Miata, if that's the reason why b'shamei holds it has to be at least a dinner because of the woman's dignity, so then Kugoin Bante de Reb Yanai. So take for example, he says, the daughters of Reb Yanai, the Kapten and Nafshayu, they're very particular. They really hold to themselves. They have a certain high level of dignity. They're not going to become engaged less than a tarkav, which is really the two words in there, trey and kav, which is two and one kav, which is three kavan de dinri. They wouldn't get engaged for less than three golden dinarim. Hachinami, so you're going to tell me that regarding the daughters of Reb Yanai, the pashta yada v'kabla, let's say she stretches out her hand and she receives chadzuzim ma'achar. Let's say from some other man, she receives a dinner, that hachanami delav kedushin, you're saying for them it wouldn't be a kedushin because you're saying by b'shamai, no, the minimum is a dinner. Why is the minimum a dinner? Because no woman would engage herself less than that. Even though the man's giving her something less than that and she's receiving it, no, she's not willing to get engaged for that. So you're telling me that regarding these daughters of Reb Yanai, that if they stretch out and they receive even a dinner, like b'shamai says, they wouldn't be engaged because we know they have a higher level of dignity, that for them they wouldn't get engaged for less than three golden dinar? Is that how far you're saying that even b'shamei's halacha would be too little for them? But that's not logical, like Taisa explains. So Amalei, so Reb Zeir responded to Abai, he said, no. Pashta yad v'kibla, regarding a woman stretching her hand and receiving, loy kamino, that I didn't say. In other words, that actually, even according to b'shamei, you could actually become mukadeshes less than a dinner. And the same thing regarding these daughters of Reb Yanai. Of course, if they stretch out their hand and a man's giving them a dinner, of course they're going to become mukadeshes. However, kika mina, when did I say this? And in other words, and what is the halacha b'shamai? Which would apply corollarily also to the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, is the kitcha belelia. If he engages her at nighttime, which she can't see what he's giving her, inami deshavi shliach, or if she made an agent to receive her kedushin from her chasin, and the agent didn't consult, how much is the minimum amount for her to become engaged? That's weird. B'shamai was saying that the stomach, the what we take for granted, what we assume, is that a regular Jewish woman, her dignity would not be less than a dinner. So too, the daughters of Reb Yanai, is what Reb Zeir is answering. You're right. If they would make a shliach, or they would receive their kedushin at nighttime, we would say that their kedushin would not be less than the takrava de dinri. However, regarding this halacha, b'shamai, of course, that there is where there's a difference between the dinner and of the daughters of Reb Yanai. But regarding stretching out the hand and receiving, of course, the kedushin would be even less than the dinner, according to b'shamai, and so to the daughters of Reb Yanai would become engaged because they're receiving something which is at least worth a shavapruta from this man, and she would be engaged, and there wouldn't be any difference. It's only when she doesn't know what she's receiving, then the assumption is a regular woman would be a dinner, and you're right, according to the level of the dignity of the woman, we would assume it would be a higher level, which for them would be these three golden dinar. So that's one interpretation of b'shamai's opinion. Again, just because we assume that the woman would not be willing to get engaged for something less than a dinner. Rav Yosef Amar, he gives a different interpretation. He says, "Taimai de b'shamai kid Rav Yehuda Amravasi." The reason of Bishami is based on like the halachic principle we find by Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Ravasi. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Ravasi says, "Kol kesef ha'amah b'tayra." Wherever in the Torah it speaks about kesef, so then it's a reference to kesef tsuri, of Tyre, of tsur, which their kesef is silver coins. So in other words, if let's say the Torah says regarding something of halacha that has to be a shekel, it's a reference to shekel tsuri. If it says just kesef, it's a reference to the lowest denomination of the coins from tsur. Bishal devreim, however, regarding rabbinic law, then when we talk about kesef, it's a reference to kesef medina, the provincial, the regular common kesef that's used, which the Gemara later on explains that kesef medina is 1/8 of the kesef tsuri. So if let's say regarding a sela, the kesef medina is 1/8 of the sela tsuri. Regarding a dinner, the dinner medina is 1/8 of the dinner tsuri. Now, so therefore, what Rav Yosef is explaining is that Bishami held it couldn't be referring to a man getting engaged with a pruta, because a pruta is a copper coin, and by tsuri, in tsur, their coins, their lowest denomination does not include copper. It's not made out of copper. Now, regarding Kiddushin, the Torah says that you could do it through kesef. How do we know kesef? We learn that kicha kicha from stay f, and then they would use the terminology of kesef. So we know it has to be kesef tsuri, which is silver, and it cannot be pruta, which is copper. Now, moreover, as Rashi explains in the interpretation of Rav Yosef, once the Torah said that you can't use the lowest type of denomination, which would be a pruta because it's copper, so obviously you need something respectable. It can't just be the lowest type of thing. So therefore they said that it's not even just the lowest coin of tsur, which would be something lower like a ma, rather it has to be a dinner. So again, it's based on the principle that kesef has to be tsuri. Oh, you see, it has to be something respectable, not a pruta, which is copper. It means to say the Torah wants something chashev for the man to give the woman to get engaged. So it's not just a kesef tsuri, a type of a silver currency, which is of tsur. It has to actually be something even respectable, which would be kesef tsuri, that is a dinner. So that's Rav Yosef's interpretation. Now, Gufa, the Gemara goes back to quote this halacha of Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Rav Asi, which Rav Yosef was utilizing to explain the halacha of Bishami. Rav Asi said, "Kol kesef ha'amah b'tayra," whenever it says kesef, it refers to kesef, which could be interpreted either as money or as silver, and actually we'll see that's going to be part of the discussion. Kesef tsur is a reference to the type of currency of tsur. Bishal devreim, kesef medina, and in rabbinic law, when we mention money, when we mention kesef, it's a reference to the kesef medina, the provincial money where their currency is 1/8 of the more higher level currency of tsur. Now, on this halacha, the Gemara asks, uklaluhu, is that really a general rule throughout? Whenever the Torah writes kesef, it's a reference to silver, to this tsur currency, or at least the value of that? Now, the ramifications of that would be, if that is, it always has to be kesef tsuri, and that means to say the Torah can never be referring to prutas, to the lowest denomination of regular coins, which are made out of copper. And that, the Gemara asks, is that really true? But as we continue on, Talmud Beis, vahare taino. But regarding a claim that when a person brings a claim against his friend, there's halacha that if the defendant admits to part of the claim, what's called moide b'miktzis, he admits to half but not the whole claim, then we make him take a shvu, an oath. The chesuv, like it says the pasuk in Shemais, it says ki yitin ish el rieyu kesef v'keilim lishma. If a man will give his friend either kesef or utensils to safeguard, now that the pasuk says asher yoyme kihuzeh, that he says because that regarding this, which the Gemara Baba Kamak of Zayin Manaf learns, that that's a reference to kihuzeh, this, meaning regarding that he admits to part of it, not all of it. You gave me that? No, it was only half of that. So he has to swear regarding the rest, that he didn't have the rest of that as a deposit. Whereas the pasuk says, v'nikrav balabayis, where it says that he comes to Elikim, where there the Gemara teaches that he comes to Bezdin to take an oath. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Now, Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah regarding this halacha of Maid B'miktis, of taking the shuah, this oath, it says, Shavuas Hadayonin, this oath that the judges make him take because he admitted to part of the claim, cannot be less of Hatainish De Kesef. The claim that the person's bringing against his friend that said, well, I gave you a deposit this much, and this guy said, well, no, it was only half of that. The claim has to be at least, it can't be less than 2 ma'a, which is the lowest currency of tsur, of Kesef. Now, Vahayida Shava Pruta. And the admission, meaning it's not, it doesn't totally deny, because that's not the Maid B'miktis. Maid B'miktis is that he doesn't admit to all of it, but he doesn't deny all of it. It's somewhere in the middle. So as long as the claim is for 2 ma'av kesef, and he admits to at least something worth a pruta, that will qualify for the halacha of the Shavuos HaDayanan of Moed B'Miktus. Now, actually, Masechet Shavuos is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding, so far we only quoted in that Mishnah regarding how much the claim is and how much he had the defendant admitted for. But how much is he denying? How much part of that is he denying? So Rav says that the denial has to be for at least two kesef, whereas Shmuel actually disagrees and he says, no, the entire claim has to be only for at least two kesef. Even if the denial is only for a pruta, and even if the haidah is only a pruta, he's going to be liable for this chiv of the shvu of Maidib and Mixes. That's their machlekes. Now, but one thing that we see from that Mishnah is, from the fact that we said that the claim has to be, or the claim at least, according to Shmuel at least, that it's a claim of tuma of kesef, so proves the Gemara that obviously that it's not true that when the Pasuk says kesef, it means the kesef tsuri, a silver coin. Rather, obviously, when it says kesef, it just means money. And that's what the Torah is particular about. Now, the reason being is because the Torah didn't tell you how much kesef is. And that is, the Torah gave it up to the sages to define how much does the claim have to be, where if he admits the part of it, he'll be chayv in the shvu of Maidim and Miktsis. Now, the rabbi said that the oath will not be for a claim less than tumah of kesef. Now, the proof of this is because if you interpret when the pasuk says, Kidin ishal re'eyu kesef akelim lishma, the kesef means literally silver, meaning the kesef tsuri. Now, although that, let's say, a ma of kesef is the lowest denomination of the kesef tsuri, of that currency, but we do, the sages know that it has to be two kesef. We said, Hatayna shtei kesef. Why? The pasuk says, if he gives to his friend, kesef. Now, what is kesef? What's the lowest? If you're saying kesef means kesef tsuri, a silver currency of tsur, the lowest denomination, which, because that doesn't say how much it has to be, could even be a ma. So fine, so say Hatayna is ma of kesef, one ma. Why does it say it's two ma of kesef? Obviously, it's because it's not referring to kesef tsuri, it just means money. How much money? The Torah doesn't say. The sages qualify and define the written law and say that it's two ma of kesef. Because if it was referring to kesef tsuri, it would mean one kesef tsuri, because it says only one. It doesn't say that it has to be two. It says kesef. Kesef is a coin, and how much is that coin? Is one ma of kesef. Obviously, and that's the Gemara's question on Ravasi, is that you see that kesef could mean just regular money and not refer specifically to kesef tsuri. And that the Gemara answers no. Generally, kesef means kesef tsuri, as Ravasi had said, which is what Rav Yis is using to interpret Bishamis Halacha, that Kedushin that also uses kesef cannot be for a pruta, it has to be a dinner. But Hasam Dumi de Kalim, there the Pasuk equates, it says kesef oy kalim is what he deposited, which is coming with a claim. So comparing the term kesef to utensils, ma kalim is plural, ishnaim is two, af kesef shnaim, so two kesef is two. You're right, kesef is the minimum amount, which is what's the lowest denomination of kesef tsuri, is a ma'a of kesef. It's like what a pruta is regarding the common currency. That's what this ma'a is for kesef tsuri. And how do we know it has to be two? As we say, hatayna shtei kesef is only because we compare it to kalim, which is two, so two kesef is two. So too, actually, the halacha tells us the other way around. The comparison tells us, uma kesef daba chashev, just like the term kesef is referring to something that's respectable, of kalim daba chashev, so too the kalim has to be something respectable, meaning it has to be at least worth something that's two kesef. Which, as Rashi points out, that's excluding from the opinion brought over there on Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Beis, that even if the guy claims two needles and he admits to one of them that you'd be chayv Moed B'Miktus, that's not true. That's what we learn now from the comparison of from kesef to kalim and then from kalim to and from kalim from kesef, where it has to be just like kesef is davar chashev, so to kalim has to be davar chashev. It can't just be something very insignificant, two items and admitting to one of them. So that's why we say hatayna shtei kesef, not because it means money, it literally means kesef tsuri, but we know it's two from kalim. But the Gemara asks a different question in Rav Asi's halach. But vahari meiser, I'll bring you a different pasuk. By meiser, by taking off the tights, specifically meiser sheni. The chsiv, like it says a pasuk in Devarim, the pasuk there says, and actually it's brought that this is a pasuk in Vayikra, that this is in Devarim Yudal pasuk chafei. It says, v'nesatu ba'kasef, that a person will exchange his meiser sheni into money. And then there's the pasuk where our Gemara quotes that v'tzarta kesef biyadcha, and that you'll wrap the money in your hand. So the pasuk says, "V'alachta l'makom ashiyivcha Hashem lekecha bayi," that you'll go to the place where Hashem, your God, has chosen, meaning you'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's where you consume your ma'aser sheni. So instead of bringing up all the produce, that's your second tithe, you could exchange every money and bring the money up there and then buy food over there. That's the halach. Now, it's not, we learn the Mishnah ma'aser sheni that it says, ha'poyret sela, someone that's exchanging the money that he had already exchanged into a higher currency, something easier to transport, not to bring up, schlep up all these quarters and all these coins. He puts it into a higher coin of a sela, which is he's exchanging this mima'ois ma'aser sheni from the money that he had already exchanged the produce into these lower coins. He now wants to take these lower coins and exchange it into higher coins. That's what the Mishnah ma'aser sheni is discussing over there, where the conclusion over there is a machlokes b'sham mishil regarding how much, what type of coins could it be exchanged on, and so forth. That's what the Mishnah there is discussing. But one thing, what the Gemara is quoting that Mishnah to prove over there is that obviously, originally this person had deconsecrated his ma'aser sheni produce onto prutais of nechashes, of copper coins. Okay, that's what we're saying. We're saying ha'pirat, someone that was already had lower coins, which are the prutas, now he wants to exchange it to a sela, which is to take it to a higher level. But obviously, because before now he had less than that, which was prutais. So you see that even though the Torah tells you, b'tzarta ha'kesef b'yadecha, that what you're deconsecrating the ma'aser sheni produce onto kesef, we see that kesef doesn't literally mean kesef tzuri. It doesn't have to be a ma'av kesef. It could even be less than that because you're actually upgrading now those lower coins into a higher coin that you only have to take less of them, which obviously you had less than the sela, which were prutais, which were copper coins, and that says kesef. So the Gemara answers, kesef ha'kesef riba. That's not difficult either because generally when the Torah refers to kesef, it means kesef tzuri. There, since it says ha'kesef, the kesef, what's the extra hay, that's coming to include other types of coins, even prutais. But the Gemara asks another question on Rav Asi. Bahari hektish, dechziv, but you have regarding the pasuk by hektish, which is a pasuk in Vayikra, which says, v'nasen ha'kesef v'kamli, that he'll give the money and then it'll be acquired by him. Now actually Rashi brings that the pasuk is a pasuk that says, v'yosef chamishas kesef erkecha olav, which doesn't say ha'kesef, it says that he'll add on a fifth of the money, which if someone wants to redeem hektish, he can't just pay, if he was makdish something, he can't just pay the actual value and then take it back. He has to add on a fifth, and then become like, then he gets it back. Now, so it says the term kesef in that pasuk. V'amar Shmuel says, hektish shava mana. Let's say you have something that you consecrated and made it hektish, that's worth a mana. Shechillay al shava pruta. If it was deconsecrated on something that's worth even just a pruta, the halacha is mechulul. It's already considered deconsecrated, it's already chulin, and it's yours already, and it's not hektish anymore. Now the reason and the chiddush of Shmuel's halacha is that although if this is worth a mana, how can you deconsecrate and make it out of hektish, which is something that's worth a pruta, is because although there's halacha what's called oina, that a mekach is batal, an acquisition is void if there's a deviation of the price by a sixth, there is no oina for hektish. As the pasuk says in Mikra Chafei, ish es achiv, it's regarding a person and his friend, that there's oina not by hektish. So that's what Shmuel's teaching, that just like the halacha of being mechal hektish is excluded from the halacha of oina, it's also excluded from the halacha of bitl mekach. It's not considered as if that transaction was void because there was such a big gap of what its real value is and what the exchange was for. Here he says, although really, not only when you deconsecrate it, you have to pay the value, you have to actually add a fifth, but he says, if let's say you mechal it, you deconsecrate on something that was worth just the lowest denomination of a copper coin, it's going to be mechul. So that's Shmuel's chiddush. But one thing that the Gemara adds from this halach is that we see that although the Torah says regarding being mechal hektish, it says the term you should give kesef, and yet we see that Shmuel says the chil could happen with a shava pruta, with a pruta, which a copper coin. So you see that even though the Torah says kesef, it's not like Rav Asi. It doesn't have to mean kesef tzuri. So the Gemara says, no, hasam nami, they're also kesef yolof mimaiser. So the fact that it says the term kesef by pidyon of hektish, when you're redeeming something that was consecrated of hektish, you could learn it off in halacha that it says ha-kesef, when you're redeeming ma'aser sheni, where there, since it says ha-kesef, which we tell you includes prutais, so here also by, when you're redeeming hektish, we could learn out from the halachas of redeeming ma'aser sheni, that it also includes prutais. Whereas Rashi explains, now, although that means, why don't you say then throughout the Torah, whenever it says kesef, to learn out from kesef ma'aser sheni, is because, first of all, they're not comparable to halachas of ma'aser sheni. Here, they're both talking about redeeming something that has kedusha. So you could say you learn out pidyon hektish from pidyon ma'aser sheni. Moreover, is that another reason is because here it mentions the term kesef many times. So we would say that we learned it out from the halachas of Maisa Sheni. But in general, when you use the term kesef, it is like Ravasi. It's a reference to kesef tsuri. Here it's different because we learn out hektish from the halachas of Maisa Sheni that includes even a pruta. Another question the Gemara asks on Ravasi, but vari kedusha isha. But we have the halachas of a man getting engaged to a woman. Like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, it says ki kach ish isha uba'ala. When a man takes a woman and he cohabits with her, now that's what it says in the Torah. Now, Bogamar kicha mister Efren, as we mentioned already in the past, that we learn out from there that it says the term of taking, and it says the term of taking when Avram Avinu purchased the field from Ephraim, which tells us that there's a kinyan of kesef just like over there, so too for the engagement of a man to a woman. Now, it's now we learned in our Mishnah, Beisil Oimer, Beisil say, what is the minimum required for the kinyan of kesef of Kedushin? Bipruta ubishava pruta, it's with a pruta or something that's worth a pruta. So asks the Gemara, name Ravasi, should we say that the halacha Ravasi, who he defined whenever it says nalacha in the Torah halacha of kesef, it means kesef tzuri, the omer ke beshamai, that he's seen like beshamai? In other words, Rav Yosef utilized Ravasi's halacha to define the interpretation of beshamai. But seemingly asks the Gemara, but that would make not just Rav Yosef explaining beshamai, it would sound like Ravasi's halacha only goes according to beshamai. Because we see Beis Hillel, who we generally try to coordinate with his halacha, because halacha follows like Beis Hillel, he says, even though we learn a halacha of kesef in the Torah for Kedushin, but it doesn't have to be kesef tzuri. It could be even a shava pruta. So that seems to say Ravasi is only going to be aligned with Beshamai's interpretation. So Eli Iitma Hachitma. Rather, the Gemara says that what Ravasi had said was a slightly different variation, which would say that it could even be like Beis Hillel. That Amr Abihuda Amr Ravasi. Called kesef kotzuf ha'amah b'Torah. Whenever the Torah refers to kesef with a set amount, that is where he said his halacha. Now, that's in contrast to the halacha of kesef of Kedushin, which doesn't say a set amount. It just says whatever minimum amount you want to give, you can engage a woman. And therefore, that actually Ravasi was not talking about at all. And there actually the halacha could be, when the Torah didn't set a set amount of kesef, it actually could be less than the kesef tzuri. It could even be with a pruta of nechesh. Now, when we say a set amount, it is because certain times the Torah tells you how much money we're talking about. For example, when a man is ma'anis, a girl, he has to pay a knas of 50 coins. It says 50. When the slave is killed, is gored by an ox, it has to be 30 shkalim. When a maitzi shamra, a husband that's newly married, and he says he didn't find any besulim, it says it has to be 100, where it says shkalim, and it also says the amount. That Ravasi said that it's a reference to kesef tzuri, but v'shal devrayim kesef medina. And when it's rabbinic coins, that is where when we have that amount, it's going to be in kesef medina. There's no contradiction to Ravasi's halacha because he could be like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is talking about an amount of kesef that it doesn't say how much it is, which the minimum is. It doesn't say that amount, which that could even be a pruta. Ravasi's halacha was only when it says a set amount. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's Ravasi's halacha, then my kamash malan. Then what was he teaching us? We're tanina. We already know this from Tanaic sources from a Mishnah Masechtas Becheiros. The Mishnah Becheiros says, chamish shlom shel ben, regarding the five shlom that a father has to give to redeem his firstborn son, known as pidyon haben, or shleishim shel eved, regarding the 30 shkalim, the 30 shlom that has to be given by an owner of an ox that killed a slave, or chamishim shel oynes v'shel mafata, or the 50 shkolim that have to be given by the person that was ma'anis, or who coerced or seduced a woman and cohabited with her, or me'ah shel mitzi shemer, or the 100 that has to be given by the newly husband to the father of the girl when he's spread slander about her that she didn't have her besulim, says the Mishnah, b'chayris kulam b'shekel ha'kodesh, all of them have to be given with the holy type of a shekel, which is a certain type of a currency, the mana tsuri, with the tire, the silver type of a mana. So the Mishnah there already tells us this halacha, that all these set amounts of the Torah have to be given in the mana tsuri. So what's Ravasi teaching us? So the Gemara, you're right, regarding that half of the halacha, he's not teaching anything, but v'shel devreim kesem medina istrachle. What he was teaching was regarding his second half of his halacha. The contrast, but is regarding rabbinic law, that when it talks about the obligation of money, it's talking about the provincial coin, which is 1/8 of the kesef tzuri. That's what he was teaching, deloitnan, that the Mishnah Masechtas Becheiros did not teach how much that is, and that's what he's teaching, that only has to be a kesef medina. Like the Gemara illustrates the Tanya, like we learned, which actually Rashi says that it's a Mishnah Masechtas Baba Kama, where we find a halacha of a rabbinic kesef that has to be paid, which that's Rav Asi's qualifying, is a reference to Kesef Medina. As the Mishnah says, Hatekeh l'chaveret, where Rashi has two interpretations, either that someone blew in someone else's ear, or it means that if someone banged someone else by his ear, is that nice and nice sella. So the sages qualified that the amount of embarrassment the person gets from that incident for a regular type of a person, he has to pay him a sella for one of the five types of damages, which is called baishas, embarrassment. Now that's Rav Asi's explaining regarding that Mishnah, that v'loy tema my sella, don't interpret that Mishnah and say regarding this rabbinic law, which the term kesef is being used in Mishnayos, not in the pasuk. Where, what does it mean, selah? It means a selah tzuri, which would be arba zuzi, that he would have to pay his friend four zuz. No, that's Rav Asi's teaching. Elamai selah, when it uses the term kesef in rabbinic terminology. What does it mean, selah? It means a palga de zuzi. It means a half a zuz, which is 1/8 of the selah tzuri. Where, davidi inchi de karul a palga de zuzi, because that's what people call when they're referring to a half of a zuz, which is the Sela Medina, they call it istira. Meaning, although istira is really the kesef tzuri, but common usage is they're referring to the Sela Medina. So when the Mishnah is using the term Sela, although you might think that that's the kesef tzuri, that's Rav Asi teaching that no, regarding a Mishnaic terminology, when they use kesef, whatever coin they're referring to, it's regarding kesef Medina and not kesef tzuri. That's the chiddush of Rav Asi, and therefore again, he's not contradicted by Beis Hillel. Now, although Rav Yisrael wanted to use Rav Asi's halacha to teach this concept of why it has to be a dinner based on Rav Asi's halacha, that's what the Gemara says, that actually it's not a contradiction for Rav Asi, because we could say Rav Asi was only referring to kesef katsev, which the kesef kedushin is not kesef katsev. Now the Gemara continues regarding interpreting Bishamai's halacha of why the minimum amount for kedushin is regarding a dinner, not like Bishamai says it only has to be a pruta. He says a third interpretation. He says, Tamai de Beishame, the reason of Beishame why it has to be a dinner for Kedushin is Kedachiskiya. It's like Chiskiya, which this discussion is brought later on, Daf Yudal Mabez, regarding the halachas of an Eved Ivri, which is a Jewish man that is sold as a slave to another Jewish person. With halacha is that he could reacquire himself with what's called Giroyin Kesef, regarding calculating proportionately how much is still owed on his contract as a slave, and pay himself out, where he could calculate with his master when he's coming to redeem himself, to say, look, let's say I'm going to be a Jewish slave for 6 years, because by Shemitah, that after the 6 years, I'm going to be done. So for 6 years, you paid $600. Now, since it's only going to be for 6 years, so it comes out calculating that every single year, really, you paid $100 for me. So let's see how many years I worked. I worked 3 years already. There's 3 years left. So fine, let's take over $300 and I'm going to pay out the rest of it, $300, and then I can go free. I don't have to pay you all that you paid for me, which was $600, because I already worked 3 years. I would only have to pay $300. Now, on that, the Gemara says, now how do we know this halacha, that he only has to pay whatever is left on the amount that he has left for work? Because the Amar Chizkiya, like Chizkiya said, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Shemais, says the hefta, which is interpreted as he shall cause her to be redeemed, which is toma by a Jewish maidservant, which is that if he doesn't want to marry her, which he can use the leftover money when he buys a Jewish maidservant to use it for kesef kedushin, if he doesn't want to, he should at least help cause her to go out free. Now, the diuk is, it doesn't say v'niftis, that she could get redeemed. It says v'hefta, that he shall cause her to be redeemed. Now, what does that mean? It sounds like that her master is assisting somehow in having her redeemed. How? Someone's got to pay him. Where does he come in that he's helping in her getting redeemed? And that's his chizki malamich megaras mipidyoyne v'yetsa. That comes to teach us that how does he help? He helps because although, yes, I paid $1,000 for this girl and you want to redeem her, pay $1,000, that we say, no, he also meets them halfway. He says, let's subtract from how much she had worked already, and that's where he's helping in that and saying she doesn't have to pay the whole thing. It's whatever's left on that contract. Now that's where, explains Rish Lakish, is the proof for Beis Shammai that an Amahavri, at least, and we'll see the corollary to Kedushin, cannot be acquired for less than a dinner. Why? Because E Amit Bishalema do you have the dinner? If you say that at least she was acquired by her master for the amount of a dinner, well, Hainu de Megarav Azlat Prutas, that we would understand that there's an ability to proportionately rate how much is left, that because you can go down to a lower coin of a pruta. We'll see how many prutas are left, because she was at least purchased for a dinner. But Eli'i Amr to Yav Lapruta, but if you could entertain to say that an Amar of Ria, a Jewish maidservant, a girl, a Jewish girl that's sold by her father as a slave, that she could be purchased for a Pruta, Mepruta mi Megara? Can you even have this halacha of diminishing, of calculating proportionally based on how much is left of a Pruta? There's nothing for her to pay herself out. There's no coin less than a Pruta. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to conclude the discussion and it's going to explain that Beishamai learns the halachas of a kedushin of a woman from the halachas of Amma Avriya, where just like the Amma Avriya is acquired with the minimum of a dinner, so too for kedusha Isha. It's just that the Gemara jumps in now and asks and doesn't let the Gemara conclude what it wants to say. It jumps in right away and it says, but V'dilma hachakam rachmana, ask the Gemara in Rish Lakish, but maybe this is what the Torah is saying. Who said that an Amma Avriya has to be purchased with the minimum of a dinner? Maybe it's saying, Hecha de Yavla dinner, when she's purchased for at least a dinner. So Tigareya ad Pruta, then you could diminish proportionately and have her pay her way out up until down to the lowest coin of a Pruta. But Hecha de Yavla Pruta, but maybe she could be purchased with a Pruta. And when she is given by a Pruta, then Loi Tigareya Klal. Then you're right, then she wouldn't be able to pay her way out. Why are you contradicting? Why are you proving that she has to be purchased at least with a dinner so that you could diminish? Maybe it's saying when there is a higher amount, then you could diminish. But maybe it doesn't have to be that you could diminish. And maybe she could be purchased with a pruta. So that the Gemara continues on top of Yud Bei Zamanaf and says, Loi Sokotaitach. You cannot entertain that to say that an Amma Avri could be purchased with something that you wouldn't be able to do Girua with it, from the fact that the Torah mentions that there is this concept of being able to diminish from how much is left on the contract. Why? Dum yudiyid. Compare it to the other concept mentioned there in the pasuk right next to this concept of giruin, which is the master or his son's ability to engage this amarviya with the money that's left over. In other words, it says in the pasuk there, and this is actually all in the same pasuk, it says, Imra be'ene adonau, if it's not, doesn't find favor in the eyes of our master, ashaloya ado, which to him, he can go ahead and engage her, which actually we learn from there that the master is permitted when she's still serving her years of being an Amma Avriya, he can go ahead and engage her if he wants to without even giving her any money and saying, you are mu'edisly, you're engaged to me, which is the term of Kedushin used by Amma Avriya, with whatever money's left on the contract that you still owe me as a Jewish maidservant, and he doesn't have to give any other money. Then that's what the pasuk says. But if he doesn't do that, then vehefta. Then you go ahead and you do this redemption, which is where we learn the halacha concept of giroyin. So says the Gemara, we're comparing the two terms used in the pasuk of giroyin to yid. And that is my yid, just like we find by the halacha of him doing kedushin through the money that she owes him of servitude. That afagav di iboy miyad, fi iboy loy miyad, even though we know from the pasuk that if he wants to, he can do yid. If he wants to, he doesn't have to do yid. And as long as he cannot do yid, the sale to the master would not be valid unless there is at least a feasibility of him doing yid. Because as the Gemara tells us later on, her father cannot sell her to the relatives that she's forbidden to because of the halachas of arayis. Because you cannot fulfill in it what the pasuk says. It has to be the feasibility. So therefore, says the Gemara, Hachanami, here also that the halacha of Giroyin, which we learn from Behefta, is also similar to the halacha of Yud, that it has to be kol hecha de lemotzi megara, where you cannot do Giroyin, lehavazvina zvina, the sale is not going to be a sale. It has to be that you could do it, just like you have to be able to do Yud. And therefore, says Rish Lakish, you see that the sale of Amma Avriya cannot be, the acquisition, the kin of Amma Avriya can be less than the dinner. And now Rish Lakish concludes his statement, and he says that's the source for Beishamai's halacha, like Chizkiya, where the Kedusha Ish LeBeishamai, the halachas of Kedushin for a woman, according to Beishamai, Nafkelehu Ma'amah Avriya. He learns that from the halachas of a Jewish maidservant, where Ma'amah Avriya Bepruta LeMekanya, just like a Jewish maidservant, you cannot acquire her for less than a Pruta, meaning for a Pruta, it's got to be more, it has to be like a din as we described, Af Isha Bepruta LeMekacha, so to a woman you cannot engage for a Pruta. And that is because, as Rashi explains, we learn that the Kedusha Yiyud, the engagement of the Amma Avriya, which is from her money that she's purchased with, which has to be at least a dinner, so too, a Jewish woman, we learn that the halachas from her Kedushin also has to be not with a Pruta, has to be at least a dinner. Now, that the Gemara asked, okay, fine. You obviously see it can't be with a Pruta, because there's no Giroyin by a Pruta, and therefore we know that she has to be purchased with something more than a Pruta, so that you could at least start discounting according to the amount of years left. And that's where you're learning at the halachas of Kedusha Isha. But ve'ema palka the dinner, but maybe I would say that it could be with a half of a dinner, and there's still going to be geroin until a pruta. Or even ve'imish de prutis. Maybe I'll say this two prutis that you could say, oh, you worked already. Oh, let's take away one pruta. You only have to pay one pruta. Who said it jumps all the way to dinner? So the Gemara answers, kiven da fixe mi pruta. Once the Torah already removed the ability of acquiring the Amar of Riyah, and so too we're comparing the halachas to Kedusha Isha, that it can't be with a pruta. So obviously you need something more respectable than that. So ukma at dinner. So therefore you obviously see that some Torah wants you to give something chashiv, respectable, in acquiring an Amar of Riyah, and so too the halacha for the Kedusha of a woman. So therefore the least respectable thing we would say is a dinner. That's how we know it's not less than that. And that's the third interpretation of where Bishamay knows that the halacha is Kedusha Isha cannot be with kesef less than a dinner. And finally, Rav Amar, he says a fourth interpretation. He says, "Hainu tami de Bishamay." He says, the reason of Bishamay is shelo yihu b'nois Yisrael kehefker. Very simply, we don't want Jewish women to be like something very easy, like an ownerless type of a thing where a pruta, a little coin, here, go ahead, get engaged to me. And as Rashi explains, according to Rava, actually this is a rabbinic halacha that Bishamay is saying. Where you're right, even though biblically the Kedusha Isha could be with a pruta, but Bishamay said that the rabbis excluded rabbinically, which they have the authority to do. We're called the Mekadosh Adai Rabban Mekadosh. If the Kedusha is with something less than a dinner, the rabbis didn't want that. They said it's not appropriate for a woman to be, a Jewish woman, to be acquired with something so insignificant like a pruta. It's got to be something at least significant, which the least significant thing is going to be a dinner. That's Rabbi's interpretation for Bishamay's halacha, why the Kedusha of Isha cannot be less than the dinner for the king of Kesav of Kedushin.